Let's go next to Mill Valley, California. Greg's turn on Coast to Coast. Hey, Greg, welcome.
Hi, George. How are you?
Okay.
Yes, I think I need people to pray for me.
What's the matter?
I think I'm a moron.
You're not a moron. You may think differently, but you're not a moron.
Well, I had this big day planned ahead of me, and they had been spraying chemtrails overhead all day, and I jumped into my little ghetto Honda to get prepared, and I went to the local shopping mall, and I went into the grocery store and did all my shopping and came out to find my car tootling across the parking lot at walking speed, magically all by itself. And I freaked out realizing what was going on. There's a crowd of people, and I was sprinting for it like Jerry Rice going for a touchdown. And apparently I didn't set the parking brake.
Oh,
and the thing rolled out of the parking lot, and I was running like mad with oranges and eggs spilling all over the place, and it just went across the street, and it stopped by T-boning this, like, delivery truck.
Oh.
And I was so embarrassed. I left a note on the windshield of the delivery truck saying, "I'm sorry, here's my phone number." And I threw my groceries in the car and waved at everyone, smiled, and sped it out in reverse and took off. And
off you went.
Off I went. And then to top it off, I left my wallet on the roof of the car.
And now it's somewhere.
And it had $650 in cash in it and two concert tickets to a Zydeco festival.
Greg, you're a moron.
I'm a moron. And I went home, and then I went back, and I walked 5 miles to looking on the side of the road for my wallet.
Tell me you found it.
No, but I asked every passerby, like, "Pardon me, did you find a wallet with $650 cash in it?"
First of all, you'll get the wallet back. I'm not sure the cash will be in there unless somebody is so wonderful and they bring the whole thing back to you. And if they do, you should give them $100 at least.
Absolutely. That would be good karma. And here's an interesting respiratory cure for chemtrails invented by Hemingway. Because they found that when they're in the jungles and there was a TB outbreak, they took 80-proof alcohol and they would slosh it around in their mouth. And they would breathe the alcohol vapor into their lungs, hold it, and exhale. And this prevented them from getting ill.
That's interesting you say that. I have a friend of mine who runs a Lebanese restaurant here in Los Angeles. And the folks in the Middle East have incredible appetites with different kinds of food. I mean, if you've ever eaten Middle Eastern food, it is wonderful. The shish kebabs and the hummus and all that. And I was born on that. You know, I was raised on that. But they also make what is called kibinaya. What is that? It is what you would call steak tartare, right? It's raw meat. It's mixed in with wheat and onions and spices and everything else. Anyways, it's great. Except nowadays, people don't eat raw meat. You're supposed to cook it, right? Jeff Nelkin, our food safety expert, says cook, cook, cook. People don't eat raw meat anymore. Well, they still do in the Middle East. And if you get a bad batch, you've got salmonella, E. coli, you name it, you can get very, very sick. What this guy does, he eats it on Wednesdays, but he also pops a little thing of, it's called arak, which in the Middle East is like a liquor drink. And the Greeks call it ouzo, same thing. But the alcohol content in this thing is so big, so high, it kills any bacteria. And he does that. He says this is the only way you can eat it that way. He was telling me a story of a guy who came down with some disease because of that. He didn't kill the bacteria, lost 80 pounds, and he only weighed like 180. Isn't that amazing?